This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 352 for Monday, April 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply weaker Monday, taking back Friday's gains as chart-based positioning weighed on prices. Canola down 8 to nearly $15, the July contract down $14.90 at $631.40 per ton. That contract had settled just above its 20 and 100-day moving averages on Friday, but dropped well below those support levels to start the week. Losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil contributed to the selling pressure, with the Chicago soy complex also down on the day. Forecasts calling for welcome precipitation across dry areas of Western Canada over the next week were also bearish. The Canadian dollar was slightly firmer relative to its U.S. counterpart, but still down by roughly a cent over the past week, and that did remain somewhat supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. While forecasts calling for wet weather in the southern U.S. may delay some spring seeding, the moisture will be beneficial for crops in the long run. Uncertainty in the global energy markets as participants watch for any developments on the situation between Israel and Iran did keep some caution in the agricultural futures. Soybeans down 15 cents in the July contract at $11.72 per bushel. Increasing export competition from Brazil accounted for some of the weakness, with the soybean harvest there over 80% done. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of about 433,000 tons were down from the previous week. But monthly U.S. crush data showed a record 196.4 million bushels of soybeans crushed in the country in March, but that was still slightly below average trade estimates. Corn futures losing ground on the day, 3 cents lower in July at $4.44 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 1.3 million tons were down by about 100,000 from the previous week, although year-to-date exports are still running well ahead of the year-ago pace. Wheat futures lower across the board, with general strength in the U.S. dollar behind some of the selling pressure. Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents in the July contract at $6.43 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in July at $5.80 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 3 cents in the July contract at $5.67 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections were up slightly on the week, coming in at about 550,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.